This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With the number of coronavirus-related deaths now exceeding 300 and infecting more than 12,000, nations are enacting even more travel restrictions. But the World Health Organization is discouraging the closing of borders. VOA's Lisa Schlein elaborates.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says closing borders will not keep out the virus.
But the only way to control, to check fever, for example, to identify travel history, to try to monitor who's coming across your border and to see whether they have any signs of infection is through official border crossing points.
China is taking draconian measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Wuhan City, the epicenter of the disease, and 15 other cities have been quarantined, placing an estimated 50 million people under lockdown. Despite these efforts, the virus continues to spread at a rapid pace. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And the spotlight has been on Wuhan province in China, but there's also a new focus on the province of Hunan, where there is an outbreak of bird flu. Reuters' Conway Gittins explains.
The virus was discovered on the farm with nearly 8,000 chickens. More than half of them have already died because of the outbreak. China is not alone in trying to tamp down the spread of this virus. Earlier this week, authorities in India started culling chickens and destroying eggs to contain the bird flu virus. And a different strain, the H5N8 virus, has spread throughout Eastern Europe in recent weeks. A bird flu outbreak in China back in 2013 ended up costing $6.5 billion in economic losses, according to UN experts.
Reuters' Conway Gittins. At least 20 people have been killed and over a dozen injured in a stampede during a church service at a stadium in northern Tanzania. That's according to a government official. This is VOA.